We welcome you into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich. Welcome to Philadelphia, sir. How did you and Doug connect? How does this whole thing work?
Well, Doug and I were actually teammates a number of years back, and then through the years, just coaching against each other, particularly the last three in the same division. Long conversations before and after games. So, and of course, both having played the quarterback position,
right.
that's a real emotional and strong link as well.
When offensive guys talk, is it, hey, this works, maybe someday when we get together, both of these ideas are going to make something beautiful?
Yeah, it's really kind of funny. That is how it works.
Really?
And especially when you're friends with a guy and there's a good respect. And, you know, we've all kind of, I think we've followed each other's career. And of course, in most recent years, Doug's had a ton of success there at Kansas City. So I'd always like picking his brain, and we'd go back and forth on ideas.
Frank, what are the basic tenets in the Frank Reich way of playing offense? What are the basic tenets that work in NFL today as far as offense goes?
You want to be able to impose your will on the defense. And, you know, to do that, that means you want to be able to run it when you want to run it and how you want to run it, and then you want to be able to throw it. You want to be able to set the tempo, whether that's fast or slowed down. So it's all about being able to dictate the tempo and impose your will on your opponent.
Is it based on personnel, based on scheme, a combination of the two?
Yeah, it's always a combination. I mean, it's always got to be a both and. I just think that's what makes the most sense. You can't just say it's all about scheme and not take into factor what your players do well. But there are certain schematic things that Doug believes in, that I believe in, that we think, hey, our staff will work together. These are schematic things that we have very strong convictions about. But now you adapt to your personnel and their strengths.
Is there, Frank, and I think the media and the fans, we all get caught up in labeling an offense. And, you know, Doug made sure to call his the hybrid West Coast offense. I'm not sure, what would you call your way of thinking about an offense? Is there a label that has been applied to it that maybe you agreed with or didn't agree with?
Yeah, I mean, it's the hybrid multiple attack offense. I mean, that is essentially what Doug is doing. You got to be multiple. You got to be multiple in your personnel groups, multiple in your formations to run the same core principles over and over and make it look different, give it eye candy. But the hybrid thing, because I think Doug's word, that's the key word, it's hybrid, because he's brought together a staff and a great staff, I think, of guys who you got to put your egos aside. We all have really strong convictions. We've all had a lot of success in different areas. The strength of what Doug will bring in his leadership was, hey, we'll put our egos at the door. We'll follow his lead, but we'll put together a hybrid system that, you know, he sets the tone for, but we'll all contribute to.
You were in San Diego for three seasons, two as the offensive coordinator. What was it like working with Philip Rivers?
Unbelievable. I mean, the guy's an elite quarterback, a great team player, great player, loves the game. You know, as coaches, guys like that, that's what makes it fun. You know, you're not only competing your butts off, but you're having a lot of fun doing it.
And having played the position, Frank, have you found that that has really aided you in communicating and relating and understanding what a quarterback goes through?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly with the quarterbacks, but I think even as a coordinator, when you stand up there, you know, talking to the team, and you do have that, I think you do have that, you know, that playing background, I think, that helps you communicate.
All right, so I found this on the internet. Boomer Esiason, you were interviewing for the Jets job. He called you a, quote, brilliant tactician and very smart football person. Your boy from Maryland, of course, Boomer.
Yeah.
Are you a brilliant tactician and a very good football mind? Do you just dig into this stuff nonstop?
Well, you know, this is what we do as coaches. We eat, sleep, and drink football. We all like to think we're very good at what we do. We wouldn't be here if we didn't think that. So you have a lot of confidence in what you do, but you also learn in this business you can be humbled in a hurry. No matter how smart you think you are, no matter how hard you think you work, there's a lot of other smart guys, smart coaches, smart players that work hard as well. So it's always a challenge.
I know it's only been a couple of days, Frank. What do you know about the Eagles offense?
Well, I've been studying, watching a little bit of tape the last couple days, and you know, there's a lot of good parts there. A lot of good parts with. We'll see. You know, you got to get to know guys though. You got to really get up close and personal. But I'm excited about it. Certainly under Doug's leadership and the staff he's put together, I think it should be good times ahead.
Is it a collaborative effort with you and Doug and John? And you've all been offensive coordinators, and you all bring different things to the mix here. Is it a big pile of soup, and you're going to just add pieces here and make sure it tastes really good?
Yeah, I mean, something like that. I mean, obviously, Doug's going to put the bulk of the ingredients in, and he's going to put the seasoning, you know. But John, like you said, I think, you know, John was a great hire. I was so excited when I found out that Doug hired John to be the quarterback coach with his experience, and knowing what he's done in this league brings a tremendous amount of credibility and creativity and a great offensive mind. So it's going to be fun kind of throwing all these parts together.
Has the game changed since you played the position?
You know, it's gotten a little bit, the defenses are a little bit more complex. But right at the end of my career, we start seeing a lot of blitz zone and, you know, the varied coverages. So you kind of keep pace with it just because it's so fun. It's so, it's, you know, just it's in your blood. So you stay with it all the time.
You've called plays. What is the key to having success calling plays?
Good, I mean, it's not,
good play. That's right. Yeah, you really can't do much without
you
good players.
It's hard, but you want to try to keep a defense off balance. You know, you got to have certain things you believe in. You got to know who your playmakers are. You got to be able to set up your playmakers. You got to be able to move things around, change your formation, change your personnel group, make it look a little bit different. Know how to get. This game is all about matchups and leverage. You know, if I can get leverage, and you got to be able to beat man coverage. So how do we get our best players to have leverage and create a bigger window for the quarterback to throw the ball?
Frank, 1993. I know you've been asked about it 4 million times. The comeback. How do you think it changed your life?
You know, it was just one of those moments that it just makes you realize how special this game is, how the fans are in it, the players are in it, and it has a lasting impact on you. And you know, you have a lot of highs and lows in this business, but those are the kind of moments that, you know, are real special, and you get to share them with your teammates, you know, with the coaches, with the fans. Probably some of the best memories over that has been through the years of fans coming up and talking to you about it and just how everybody was so emotionally tied into it. It's what makes it such a great game.
And I know you had done it in college as well. Were you the kind of guy, have you always been the kind of guy that it's never over till it's over, that you keep just playing and playing and playing and playing?
Yeah, I mean, that's my dad. That's my mom and dad now. I mean, that's my dad just drilling that into me from the time I was a kid and teaching me all kinds of lessons and making me do things to teach me that lesson. So I have to say that is something that he ingrained in me very early on.
My goodness, what a blessing. A life in the NFL. Not bad, huh?
Not bad. Yeah. And back home here in Philadelphia, yep. You know, I'm here, grew up about an hour and a half from here, so happy to be back in Pennsylvania.
Still
with
family
you.
With Cedar Crest?
Cedar Crest High School.
Yeah. Is still family there?
Still family there, yeah. Well,
grew up an Eagles fan?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up an Eagles fan. Was also my relatives on the west side of the state, too. So
Steelers, Eagles.
Yeah. But I was a really big Dr. J fan. Yeah. I was a huge Dr. J fan growing up and a huge Flyer fan. Yeah. So. Was really into the Philly sports scene.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nice to meet you. Frank Reich in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.